the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as it shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wise, yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the newly renamed
Stabcast.
Scaredy Cats no more. We have a new name, so anyone that followed Scaredy Cats Nation and everything, we are the Stabcast now. We're still available.
Yeah, everything
on all
is switched.
But we're still available on all major platform podcasts. If you followed us on TikTok, on Facebook before, you're still following us. We're the Stabcast now. So make sure to check out the Stabcast Facebook group. We're still running strong. Make sure to check out our TikTok. Mindy posts a lot on there for the Stabcast.
Yeah.
And
I do. And it can be anywhere between comedy and scary movie reviews or recommendations. I do a little bit of everything.
A lot of good content over there. So make sure to check all that out, the Stabcast. That is our new name. I think it's a lot cooler of a name. So
yeah, we needed an upgrade, guys.
Welcome to the Stabcast. Today we will be doing Nobody Gets Out Alive. Before we do all that, let's get some plugs out of the way. The Dirt
Sheet
Dudes. Dirt Sheet Dudes, Box with Smark every Wednesday and Saturday after AEW on Wednesday and on Saturday for their Hollywood Hangout. Make sure to check those two out. Good guys. Check Sean out at Elite Diplodoc on YouTube for gaming content. He's still rolling out. He's got a lot going on, but he's still rolling out videos and streaming content, so make sure to check that out. Check us out 6:30 p.m. Friday for Unscripted Wrestling. And Saturday at 7 for Everything Unlimited. We just did a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for retrospective. We talked about everything from the comics to the games to the movies. So Doug really went ham on that one, so check that out. Next week on Everything Unlimited, we're going to be doing Justice League Throne of Atlantis, the animated movie. And, of course, obviously you're here, and keep coming for 1 p.m. Scaredy Cats on Sunday.
You said scaredy cats.
Stabcast. It's gonna happen, guys.
Yeah.
But the Stabcast, the newly named Stabcast. Make sure to check us out 1 p.m. every Sunday. No more scaredy cats. We can't do Hootie Hoo anymore either, because that'll make.
I know. I gotta figure out a new catchphrase now.
Yeah. So, check us out. 1 p.m. for the Stabcast.
And if
Mindy,
you guys have any ideas, what the thing should be besides Hootie Hoo, because we can't do Hootie Hoo anymore, let us know, and we might pick it.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as news goes, so, got a lot of things, going on. We've talked about Ethan Hawke's the Black Phone that's coming out. Unfortunately, that got pushed back. I don't know why. All I know is that it did get pushed back. I'm guessing it's probably because a lot of stuff is coming out between May and June, and they didn't want to have it flop. So that might be why. Not exactly sure. Also, I found out that they are remaking a favorite of mine, which I'm a little skeptical, but they got Zac Efron in it, and they got Melissa Bettiera, who is the girl that plays Sam in the new Scream, and I like her, and that would be Firestarter from Stephen King. I am excited but hesitant because this is one of my favorite movies. So we'll see. But also, if you guys want to check out a new movie that you can check out right now, go ahead over to Netflix. It's a movie called Control. And basically, it is the abbreviation for control on a computer. like CTLR or whatever. And then other than that, oh yes, I also had one more. Melissa Bassiera will also be in another movie entitled Bed Rest, which is going to be another scary movie. I think, I don't know if Daniel agrees with me, but I think we got a little Neve Campbell in the making.
You think so?
I think we do. I think we have a little Neve Campbell in the making. I mean, I wouldn't say that about the sister. The sister, I'm Jenna or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Sam is definitely on her way to being a screen queen.
She did a hell of a job.
She keeps doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
Exactly. She did a hell of a job, and I'm very, very excited and enthused to see what's going to come out of her next.
Yeah, I'm excited to keep following her career as we keep going on through all this. Absolutely.
Because she seems to be just sticking to horror.
Yeah, I think she should. She's really good. She proved a lot in that movie, and I can't wait to keep watching her new shit.
Exactly. It'll be interesting to see where her career goes.
Yes. Absolutely. A lot of the young people in that movie, but yeah, especially her.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of the young people, they have made careers in that movie, but she's the only one that's full-on horror.
Yeah.
Every project she's coming out with has some sort of scary element.
And I think we need that, too, because I feel like a lot of people do everything nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I definitely agree. We need a new Jamie Lee Curtis for this generation.
Yeah, because the granddaughter from Halloween Kills is not it. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, no.
I know what they were trying to do.
She just doesn't have the mentality.
No.
I understand what they were trying to do, too.
Yeah.
The mom did a great job. I'm upset they killed the mother.
Yeah, I still don't get that one. That one's still ridiculous to me.
Well, the way that they put it is that they wanted to make it that he was pissed off because she was the one that got away.
Yeah.
Just like Lori did. And I get that, too. But why the hell did they make Jamie Lee Curtis stay in a hospital room for the entire movie? All right, we're getting off topic here. Sorry. All right, Daniel, go ahead and give us a little bit of rundown of the movie we're doing today, because if I give the rundown, it's going to be about 5 minutes of what the fuck.
This is a confusing one, but I actually like this movie. First, I mean, with our, because this is like a brand new movie. This didn't come out years ago, so let's give a little spoiler-free.
It's about a year old.
Yeah. So let's give a little spoiler-free. Would you recommend it? I would actually recommend this movie. I don't know if I would recommend it to like a casual, to someone that's not really into the genre, but someone that likes horror and wants sort of a different take with different stuff in it. And the movie makes you think. You can't say it doesn't make you think. So
yeah, see, I would recommend it to somebody who likes supernatural things.
Yeah.
Is what I would say. That's the type of person I would recommend it to. That someone that likes like supernatural, like The Conjuring, stuff like that, The Exorcist. Like, it just brought that kind of feel for me.
But basically, if you're gonna kind of pack, it's hard to pack in a short synopsis. But you got this young illegal immigrant Amber, played by Christina Rodlow. She is kind of the first tenant in this boarding house owned by this older man named Red. And,
well, no, there's a few girls there. Petra's there.
Yeah,
there's
she's not
a
the
few
first
girls
one.
That are there.
She's not the first one. Yeah. But she ends up taking residence in this place with Red. And
yes.
Then I'm just trying to make it simple for the viewers. But shit starts going down.
But she's undocumented.
Yeah, she's undocumented. She's an illegal immigrant, an undocumented immigrant.
Yeah.
They don't know she's here, but she's here. And her cousin doesn't even know who's helping her out. Her cousin doesn't even know she's undocumented. So
no one knows
it's kind of following her story. The movie follows her story, but it also follows weird shit happening in this boarding house and crazy shit. And they're hearing noises and all the shit's going down. And Red brings his brother Becker in, and Becker turns out to be a no good piece. So, a spoiler-free version, I think that's what this movie is. Would I recommend it?
Yeah.
I'd say I'd recommend it. I don't know if it's the best movie I've ever seen. I don't think it is. But, and even...
it was good. It did its job.
It did its job. I well, you know me, and for our listeners, this would probably, if you haven't seen it, I'd pause it, go watch it, and then come back now. But, for me, I'm a big vibe guy, and you know that. And with these movies, you really got to hit the vibe of horror and the supernatural element and to keep me invested, that dark kind of, you know, the cinematography, that stuff that
it's
I like
dark,
about.
Pretty
me.
Macabre.
Yeah. And I thought that this one did that tenfold. I thought that was one of the best parts of this movie, is that dark kind of like nasty, gritty looking feel that it's like.
And
it's
I
not,
agree, because they didn't really need music to do it either. And
no.
I like a movie that can come in, do that kind of thing, and not rely on music and effects and jump scares.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of my favorite parts of the movie. I love the story. The story, it works for me. I like it because it makes you think, but it's also simple enough to follow along. In my perspective, I know you don't agree, and we'll get to your take soon after. But I thought it didn't lose me at all. It made me think, and I had to look. I'm not gonna lie, I had to look up some shit. But it kept me along for the whole ride, for the whole about hour and 20 minutes that this thing went. I was invested, and I wanted to see what happened to Amber. What was your kind of first thoughts going into this movie, Mindy?
Well, my first thought was, all right, well, this is definitely going to be a movie that's probably going to be all in Spanish. What the hell did Daniel make me watch? I guess I'll watch it, but the synopsis basically says young documented Mexican runs away from home and then she has to fight her demons. And it's like, okay, and then by the end of the movie, guys, I'm not going to lie, I was like, what the fuck did Daniel make me watch? I ended up watching this thing like 3 times, guys, to be able to give you a review, because I didn't know. I actually ended up having to cave and look up stuff to see what it was really about. But basically what it is portraying is, it is elevated horror, which I'm a fan of, kind of, but not so much.
Yeah, you love your hand slash too, yeah.
And all depends on how well they do it.
Yeah.
And I think this movie did it well. I'll give it that. I think it did do well with the elevated horror genre. I would put this in the same loop as like the Babadook.
The only thing that I don't like about the elevated horror kind of part of it is I don't like movies where you can go out with a couple different takes. Like, I heard what you had to say, and we're going to get into it, how you kind of interpreted the ending. And it makes sense to me. But it also makes sense in a couple different areas to me, especially with the whole thing that went down with her mother. Did it really happen? Did it not happen? You know, I don't like movies like that. I like to think and kind of, and I like it for the, oh, like those, but I don't like it when it ends and you're like, okay, well, did this happen or did this happen? That's the only part I'm not that okay with. I like a nice final ending in my horror movies.
And that's why I had to look it up, because it basically ends with the poor girl on the slab and whatnot. You don't know what's going on. I mean, at one point she hallucinates that she actually gets out of the damn house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, very, very confusing. But I did read a lot of articles, and the best one I could find was actually done from the director himself in an interview. And he did say that this movie was supposed to portray your fear of being trapped and your fear of being able to get away from something.
Yeah. See, and that's why I want to dive into that final, not final, but that the scene with her mom, because I think that's the biggest what the fuck. Because you had an interesting point on that. You get into your take and what you think that was with the whole
The director said that Amber was not as innocent as she was. The director said that when she was taking care of her mother in the hospital and you see their mother begging her to stay and to not go anywhere, what you don't see, according to the director, is that Amber actually kills her mother. That's why Amber ran away from Mexico. And because of that, this demon box that they have, their father was addicted to it. Those two guys, Red and Becker. And basically, Becker got sick, and he got addicted to using it as well. And the reason why the demon in the box at the end does not kill Amber, but instead uses her as a vessel, like Becker, is because of the fact that she's not innocent. So Red dies because Red, according to the director, was technically innocent. He kind of knew what was going on, but he didn't know the entire gist of it. So he was considered an innocent soul. And Amber, since she killed her mother, was not. So the demon, instead of consuming her soul and killing her, decided to use her as a vessel.
And that's coming straight from Santiago Mangini, right? The director?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I didn't take it like that.
That's coming right from an interview with him.
And that's kind of my issue, because I took it was that the monster was kind of representing her mom in the vision, and she kind of had to overcome that by killing her mom in the vision,
that's
even though
I
she
thought.
Didn't want to do it. That's how I took it. I didn't think she actually killed
that's
her mom.
That's what I thought.
I thought it was like a vision, and she was like, okay, I have to do this, so then it'll leave me alone. That's how I took it. Your version makes a lot more sense, actually. So,
Well, my version's coming from the director. That's I just got lucky.
Yeah. So, I get, but that doesn't make sense based on watching the movie, you know?
No, absolutely not. You don't get that at all.
That's my only issue with it. I'm glad that it makes you think, and it could be different things, and it's this or it's that, but I didn't take it. Watching the movie a couple times, I didn't see that.
And also, that demon was creepy looking.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the spider or whatever the fuck it is.
I didn't even know what the fuck that was. It had a China doll. Like, it was weird.
By the way, this is based on a book by Adam Neville. No One Gets Out Alive.
Yes.
But,
yes, I do know that.
The spider's fucking terrifying, dude. I know you don't like monster shit that much, but I thought
that
it was like
actually
really
had
cool.
me a treat. That was
yeah.
good. I like a good monster film. I like Cloverfield. I like stuff that had additives nowhere. Monsters.
Yeah, and this isn't like a monster film. The spider's in it for like 5 minutes total.
I like the way they used the spider. It didn't look very campy. It was pretty petrifying. So I think they did a good job with that because it could easily look cheesy and campy.
Yeah, easily.
So the fact that they accomplished it and they were able to make it not cheesy, I will have to give it to them. Unfortunately, because I'm not a huge fan of the genre and I'm not a huge fan of the fact that I'd go and look up the ending and the meeting. So I'm going to go ahead and give this a 5 just because it was a good story. Hear me out. It was a good story. But if I have to go and I have to look up what actually was going on, then that's not a movie to me. That's a book. It's the only thing I'll say.
Yeah, I would give it a 6.
Okay.
I'd say it's just above average. I really liked this movie.
Oh, I know you did.
I didn't think it was the greatest thing of all time, but I like the atmosphere. I like the spider. I there really isn't too many kills to get into, but I think when the spider eats Red at the end, it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
And her fucking up Becker was pretty cool too. But
yeah, I agree. That was nice. She had a fighting spirit in her. I will have to give it to that actress. She fought. But
yeah, she
unfortunately, like I said, I got to give it a 5 just because of the fact that I shouldn't have to look up what I watched.
No. I agree with that.
I mean, little things are fine, like little nuances and whatnot that you want to know about and whatnot, like, that's okay, but like when I have to look up the entire movie in pieces and whatnot and see what the hell is going on, then I mean, it was a good film. That's all I'm going to say. It was a good film. It didn't suck. It wasn't great.
Hell yeah. I agree with that. I'd say I'd have to go 6, though, because I'd say it's a little above average. I don't think it's – there is better elevated horror. But I think for what it is, I think it does a really good job. And I like the script. I like the acting. I know a lot of it was in Spanish, but I thought it was cool. And I was really sold behind Amber, and I felt bad for her. And I thought the actress did a good job. I liked a lot of the performances. I thought Red was a real nice, gritty character. You didn't really always know where his motivation was at. So, yeah.
No, because he was going to let her go. If she would have never called him, he was going to let her go. But it's because she called him to come get her. Because he even says that to her when he's trying to get her to drink the wine. He tried to say, I tried to get you out of here. You left. You could have just stayed gone. I would have sent you your money. And everything would have been fine. But you came back.
Yeah.
So that's a scary element as well.
Yeah, he turned out to be the innocent one.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
I mean, it's screwed up. It's all because he wasn't the one that was killing.
Hell yeah.
So, I don't know. But next week, guys, we're going to be doing a movie that is near and dear to both mine and Daniel's hearts. I think there's 3, but I'm not sure. I got to look it up. But we're going to be doing a retrospective of The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman had at least 2 movies that I remember, and both of them were so vastly different. And even though they had the same name to them, I'm sure Daniel will agree with me, they were on opposite sides of the field.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I would agree. I can't wait. I loved that movie when I was younger, so.
Oh, I know you did. Well, you liked the second one.
Yeah.
The most. I like the
first
one, Barry Watson. We're going to do a retrospective. We're going to do both.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Because I think it's interesting the way that they were both basically the same movie but different. So I would like to dive in deep to that. But as far as everything goes, I'm good. Daniel, do you got anything else that you'd like to?
No, I like this movie. I think give it a watch. I think everyone should check it out, see if they like it or not.
Is on Netflix. All righty. Well, guys, thank you, Daniel, for belching. We will see you next week, and I will see you guys on TikTok and Facebook and all that good stuff.
And we will see everybody next week on the Stabcast.
The Stabcast.
Ah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.